Holy One, take our minds and think through them. Take our mouths and speak through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with your love for the world. Amen. This past Friday afternoon, my childhood piano traveled to its new home at our house. Just as the showers were ending, the instrument made the journey from my mom's house in Smyrna, where it had lived since around 1982 or so, to our townhouse in Oak Grove. I remember going with my mom and dad to some tiny, dusty, used piano shop when I was 9 or 10, and picking out what was surely the Charlie Brown's Christmas tree of all the instruments there. But it was lovely. A dark cherry Betsy Ross spinet. I took lessons for a couple of years, but then, like many kids, I either got bored or distracted or frustrated or some combination of the three. I seem to remember that it was the Johnny Appleseed song that finally put me right off the whole wanting to continue. I wanted to be able to play the Beatles from day one. But alas, now I can only barely pick out the melody line in the hymnal if I have to, and only then if there are not too many sharps or flats. But I do maintain a good heart and soul. And I remember how to play the song also. The piano delivery on Friday reminded me of another day about a year and a half ago when we received the delivery of our new-to-us baby grand piano here at St. Bede's. I should have asked John to make sure it was uncovered, since I'm referencing it as an object lesson in the sermon today. In fact, we used the same piano movers last Friday that had delivered the instrument here to the church. And when you hear this next story, you may wonder why that was the case. Our home piano came off the truck and rolled up the sidewalk to our house in about 5 minutes. In another 5 minutes, the movers were paid, tipped, and were out the door, on to their next delivery. The delivery here at St. Bede's was a little different, some of you may remember. It was the first session of our first intergenerational bilingual evening Bible school, and the piano was supposed to have been delivered mid-afternoon, but traffic and rain had held the delivery up until well after 5 p.m. Finally, we got a call that the piano was about 5 to 10 minutes away. The drivers were getting off the interstate. And although folks were gathering in the commons for vacation Bible school, I went out to see if I could spot the truck to point them to the right door, and sure enough, it came rolling down Henderson Mill Road from the direction of North Lake Parkway. Just as it passed the entrance to the lower parking lot, I saw it slow down, and the right turn signal came on, and then everything went into slow motion. The truck began to turn into the unused curb cut into our property that is down by the sign and the cross. It did not turn slowly or apprehensively. It turned into the rain-softened lawn with urgency and determination. The urgency and determination you would expect from a piano delivery mover who was 3 hours late. And then it stopped when it realized that it was not on a road, but it was too late, for its wheels began to set into the wet earth under the weight of the heavy box truck and its payload of several pianos. Quickly, the piano movers, realizing that something was not right, tried to correct their error by throwing the truck into reverse. I remember a lot of spinning wheels and wet grass and flying mud, but not much piano truck movement. I ran inside and grabbed some folks to see if they had any ideas or could help. I can't remember who joined in the expedition. It was all going in slow motion. Raise your hand if you were there that night and helped with the piano trick. Yeah, I remember Jimmy and Drew. Of course, you go to the musicians, right, when you got a musical mud problem, right? Yeah. So we headed out, and we tried desperately to direct, maneuver, leverage, and finally just push the truck to free it and send it back to the road without flying willy-nilly head-on into the rush hour traffic of Henderson Mill. Long story short, the instrument arrived safely, and piano mudbogging became the first unofficial activity of Vacation Bible School. So why this talk of pianos on the third Sunday after the Epiphany and the Sunday that we hold our annual meeting? Well, my childhood piano returning to me in turn to become my children's childhood piano reminded me about the lives of instruments. Instruments exist to make music, but they are often accumulators of stories. And the stories are often the stories of those who have gathered around them for one reason or another. Sometimes to sing or make music, sometimes resting silently in a room, a space, as they witness the life of a family parade by, sometimes just to be rescued from a muddy lawn. I have memories around my childhood piano of frustrating lessons and fulfilling breakthroughs, of our neighbor coming over and playing Christmas carols on cold December nights. And I remember someone from St. Jude's in Marietta coming to bring my dad communion as his cancer was consuming him, and this Eucharistic friend playing Amazing Grace as we sang and wept and shared the bread and the wine in our living room. Our piano here belonged to the Schuford family, Randy and Betsy, before it was offered to us free of charge to a good home. The Schuforts were members of the cathedral before they joined St. Benedict's in Smyrna. They were members of the cathedral for many years, and Randy's mom managed the cathedral bookstore back in the days even before Jane Baird was there. Some of you remember those days. Some of you may have known that family, some of you that have roots at the cathedral. I can only imagine the family gatherings that took place around that instrument as well. And now it has a new family here. And then there's our magnificent organ. It sits there. And week after week, it unites us in song. It has accompanied and witnessed much in this space, the hope and the joy, weddings and baptisms and ordinations and the tears and sadnesses of funerals. It has been here this year and for the past 20 years and has seen many of our saints come and go, dance for a season here, and die. And many of you know the story of how the instrument itself was instrumental in bringing about the existence of this beautiful worship space in which it now resides and in which we gather to celebrate and grow in God. And those are all beautiful aspects of musical instruments. But I also think back to that wet evening in 2018 when there was a piano truck mired in the front lawn of the church. And while it may not seem beautiful to be covered in mud and grass stains as you push a box truck perilously back onto a busy road, one of the most beautiful aspects of community emerged that night. The faithful were gathered. An urgent need was identified. And the response to that need was loving, generous, and all in. No committee to study the stuck piano truck was formed. We just did what we needed to do. We did it to little fanfare. And then we came back in and we had Bible school. And now we make music. And that, my beloved, is what the message of our lessons and the what of this season is about. God's goodness being manifest in you. Paul tells the Corinthians, don't grumble and bicker. And if you remember Jesus' final commandment to his disciples, you'll remember that you really can't follow Jesus and spend too much time arguing and bickering. You really can't follow Jesus and spend much time arguing and bickering, even though the church with a capital C has given bickering the old college try for well over two millennia. Jesus' command was to love one another as he had loved. And if the church is bickering and arguing, then they're wasting precious time that they could be using to bring Christ's love to bear on one another and the world. And then there's the gospel. Jesus says, follow me, and I will make you fish for people. Follow me, and I will make you gather and unite a glorious body that will contain and continue my mission of reconciling love. Those are our lessons for today. Don't argue and follow me. That's Jesus, not Chad. Those are two messages that it never hurts to hear again and again as we try to do this whole church thing. And especially as we celebrate another year of mission and ministry together. And still, Jesus' message to us, still his message after all these years is come and follow me. Still, Paul would want to tell us, pray and discern together, sure. But don't overthink it to the point of inertia or let yourselves get in the way of God's unfolding mission in the world. For the needs of the world are great. But the simple answer is the harmony of God's love. And if we can put the right people together on a rainy Monday evening to rapture a piano truck from a muddy escarpment, imagine what other ways God can use us. Imagine what other ways God can use us to make the music to which the world so desperately yearns to dance. Amen.